Brilliance Audio presents Never Have You Ever by Elizabeth Haley, performed by Samantha Martin and Eric London. To Robin, for the constant support and help you provide to us, you're the best. Chapter 1. Sophia. Carter. He didn't answer, even as I put my hand on his shoulder to shake him. It felt weird to touch him, like I was invading his privacy, even though he was lying on my bed, drooling from the right side of his mouth onto my Vera Bradley comforter. It didn't get more intimate than that. Carter! I whisper screamed into his ear, and he jolted. You gotta get out of here. He rubbed a hand down his face, which was somehow still boyishly handsome, even though the right side held indentations from where my sheets had bunched under him.
Sorry, Sophia, I must have fallen asleep.
It's fine. I think the other girls are still asleep. It's early. Looking at his watch, he said,
Let's go back to sleep. I don't have class for another 2 hours.
He let his head fall back onto the bed, eyes already closed, his floppy, light brown hair falling over them. I grabbed his hand and tugged, trying my hardest to pull him off the bed. Get up! I tried one more time with all my strength, but was only able to slide his body a few inches. Damn athletes. It was like trying to drag a bag of rocks. He flashed an impish smile, and I gave him a shove. I'm serious. Amy's gonna kill me if she sees you here.
Screw Amy.
She'd like you to do that, I'm sure, I said with a chuckle.
I'm not interested.
Don't tell her that. Don't tell her anything. Just get out before she sees you. Finally, he seemed ready to comply, his long limbs spreading into a morning stretch. He moved around the room, albeit slowly for a wide receiver, packing up his bag with the books we used last night.
What's the big deal? We were studying.
I know that. Amy will think differently, though, if she sees you leaving in the morning instead of last night.
Amy, 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 he said with a laugh. She doesn't even spell her name right. Who cares what she thinks?
I tried my best to convey the severity of the situation through my expression, but Carter Blaine wasn't known for taking much of anything seriously, other than football and Bud Light. I do. She's the sorority president.
It's not like she can kick you out for having a guy spend the night. Co-ed sleepovers are like one of the foundations of Greek life.
They're really not, I said dryly. I opened my door a crack, listened for footsteps, chatter, or the sound of the water running in the bathroom. When I didn't hear anything, I grabbed his hand again and ushered him toward the hallway. We were halfway down the stairs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?